بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تقوم الساعة حتى يحسر الفرات عن جبل من ذهب يقتتل عليه. We are still in this chapter of the signs of Qiyamah, and particularly the coming of Dajjal and what it will entail. Here further we read that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Qiyamah will not come, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يحسر الفرات, until the Euphrates River, which is in Iraq, the two famous rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates, until this river will not dry up. And then after it dries up, min dhahabin, and it will show that there will be a mountain of gold below it. Yuqtatalu ali, and people will start killing one another for that gold. Everyone, like for worldly wealth, how people don't care of anyone, there will be great fights. Everyone will want his share and will want everything. فَيُقْتَلُ مِنْ كُلِّ مِئَةٍ تِسْعُونَ وَتِسْعُونَ, and then of every 100, 99 people will be killed. That means there will be great fighting, just like for all the minerals of the world, wars which are being waged in some other name, but it is all for that minerals which are contained. So that time, this gold that will be there, and it will be exposed, a whole mountain of gold. There will be great, great fights, and 99% of the people will be killed in those fights. فَيَقُولُ كُلُّ رَجُلٍ مِّنْهُمْ, then each person at that time will say, لَعَلِّي أَنْ أَكُونَ أَنَا أَنْجُو, if it were, I hope that it will be the, I'll be the one that will be saved. There will be huge fighting, and few people, 1 out of 100, will be saved, and everyone will wish he be that one that is saved, and also that he gets that gold. And in another narration similar to the subject matter, yushiku ayahsir al-furat and kanzim min dhahabin, it is very soon a time will come when the Euphrates River will dry up and expose the treasures of gold that is below it. فَمَنْ حَذَرَهُ, after making this clear statement, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives an advice for that time. Those people who are present at that time, فَلَا يَأْخُذْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا, do not take anything of that. Stay away from it, stay away from all the great difficulties. Muslims are advised not to yearn for any of that gold, because it will only be a source of killing, suffering and regret. Rather be content with your lot and keep on living your life and preparing for akhirat. That is where everything is. Instead of becoming greedy for this and wanting it and getting killed, rather than that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised that you be content and you engage in your dini activities. وعنه قال, another narration of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, I heard Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, يتركون المدينة مدينة على خير ما كانت, a time will come when people will leave Medina Sharif in spite of all the good that will be in Medina Sharif. Yet people will leave and go away from Medina Sharif. لا يغشاها إلا العوادي يريد عوافي يريد عوافي السباء والطير, and there will be nobody that will be living, it will be deserted, but only wild things will be left, wild animals and wild birds. Birds and animals of prey, that will be all that will be left. Other people will go away. وَآخِرُ مَنْ يُحْشَرُ, and the last people that will be raised up, that will come on the day of Qiyamah, رَاعِيَان مِنْ مُزَيْنَا, they will be two shepherds that will have come from the tribe of Muzayna, which is outside Medina Sharif. يُرِيدَانَ الْمَدِينَ, and the intention will, these will be those people who are intending and going to Madinatul Munawwara. يَقَانِ بِغَنَمِهَا. And they will be herding their sheep in the direction of Medina Sharif. فَيَجِدَانِهَا وُحُوشًا. And they will find that Medina Sharif is completely deserted. There is nothing there. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَا ثَنِيَّةَ الْوَدَى. Until they reach the place which is called ثَنِيَّةُ الْوَدَى, from where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered Medina Sharif. When they will reach to that place, خَرَّ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمَا, then they will fall on their faces. And they won't have entered Medina Sharif. And these will be the last two people that will come forth on the day of Qiyamah. This hadith has been interpreted in two ways. Ulama say, they amongst whom is Qadi Ayaz and Imam Qurtubi, rahmatullah alayh, they say that this prophecy was fulfilled when the Khilafat was transferred from Madinatul Munawwara to Iraq in Syria. That time had already come when the capital of Muslims and the Islam was moved from Medina Sharif to Iraq and Syria, and this was in the time of Hadrat Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Because Medina was prosperous and spiritually brimming with great ulama at that time. Other ulama say that the prophecy is yet to be fulfilled close to Qiyamah. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. حضرت أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يكون خليفة من خلفائكم في آخر الزمان. There will be one khalifa from amongst the Muslims during the latter times, the later times. يَحْتُ الْمَالِ وَلَا يَعُدُّهُ. He will be such that he will just be distributing wealth, and there will be so much wealth that he won't be counting it. He will be just distributing to the needy, to the poor, to all who need. There will be so much of barakah that he will be just be giving out. According to some ulama, year two, this khalif is Imam Mahdi, rahmatullah alayhi, who will appear close to Qiyamah. Hadrat Mahdi, alayhi salam, will come close to Qiyamah. Other ulama refer that this was the time of Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when also there was a great abundance of wealth, and Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who himself was also very wealthy, he had distributed wealth freely and openly to the people. This hadith indicates that during that era there will be great prosperity and Muslims will dominate in the world. The Khalif will not hoard wealth but spend it freely on his people. It will be a time when justice and good morals will prevail. That time is also to come, though very dangerous and frightening times are also to come, but even such very good times will also yet come. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا